You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
And welcome back. It is Animal Radio, 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team about your pets, your animals, your dogs, your cats, your flamingos, your iguanas, your fish, your birds. I believe Dr. Debbie fairly well versed. She can help you. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Lori, what are you working on?
Well, there was a kitten that was rescued in New York, and its life has been saved by a veterinarian there, which is, you know, a great story. Uh-huh. And this vet staff made for this kitten a mobility device made out of children's toys because it was so tiny. It's a really cute story.
Dr. Debbie, didn't you make like a foot for a turtle or a tortoise out of like something?
A tortoise that had to have its front leg amputated. So yeah. We had first a skid plate we put on with a rock, and then it turned into an actual wheel that we, when it got bigger, we put a wheel on it.
I love stuff like that.
She's a MacGyver all the way around, too. I love it. You're so creative. Well, this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Learn more over at Red Barn Inc. And thanks, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio. Let's go to the phones for your calls. 1-866-405-8405. Hi, Ariel. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You sound like you're in a giddy mood, too.
I'm okay with it. I have a funny, funny question of a funny, funny cat.
Well, we have a funny, funny vet.
Okay,
well, hey
great.
There.
Hi.
What do you got going on with your kitty?
I have a Siamese cat named Sushi. She's about 2 years old, and she has a problem with sucking her tail to the point where the tip is discolored, and I don't know what to do or why she's doing it.
Okay. Well, this is a fun call. And how old is Sushi?
I think she's about probably just over 2 years.
Okay. And has she been doing this behavior since you had her?
Yeah, pretty much. I adopted her rescue 7 months ago.
Okay.
And I didn't really notice it until lately.
Alrighty, so you're probably noticing her, like, you're laying in bed and you've got a wet, cold tail slapping on you or something like
right.
that.
Right, and it's discolored now. It's turned from brown to red.
Yes. Now, does she have any other habits where she sucks on clothing or any other parts of her body or your body?
No, just that massage thing with the paws.
Okay, so she does a little happy feet thing.
Making biscuits, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's very normal. That's the sign of a happy cat there.
Okay, good.
So the tail sucking phenomenon, and this is kind of interesting. And when you first said you had a Siamese cat, that just sent up all the red flags because Siamese cats are, they're very special.
Yeah, they are.
I love them. I love them to death, but they definitely have some kind of loose neuron going on there. And tail sucking is one of those behaviors we see a lot with them. Some people believe that it's somehow a something that they lacked when they were nursing and they didn't have enough contact with their mom. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that. We can actually see that more with problems when they're truly just bored. And they just kind of turn to that as kind of a soothing behavior, and they find some self-satisfaction in that. It kind of makes them feel good.
Oh, God, I'm a bad mom.
No, but there are things that we can do to try to, you know, decrease that possibility. And it's kind of hard because there's a lot of different factors we can look at, whether it's, you know, she's bored and whether she's doing it for attention. Because actually some cats will do this to get a rise out of us. You start yelling at them, wagging your hands at them, squirting water, whatever it might be. And it's actually negative reinforcement for that behavior. So have you tried doing anything so far for this?
Well, I guess I need to stop the football kick, huh?
How far can you get him?
Actually, I tickle her tummy is what I do. Because I thought it was cute until I noticed it started turning colors.
Now, do you tickle her tummy when she does this or to...
Just to get her to stop doing it.
Okay. See, now, and that actually could be seen as a successful attention-seeking behavior because she's getting a response that she likes out of that behavior. So when she does that, we don't want to give her undue attention.
Got it.
We actually want to try to give her other ways, you know, and if we can't eliminate the sucking behavior, it's completely possible. Some cats we cannot. And some Siamese love to do this. So we want to give her alternatives. So I would encourage you, we'd like to look for things such as Kitty Kong type toys.
Uh-huh.
You can use types that you can put little treats in, little snackies, make it so that she has to work for her food. We want scheduled playtime for her. Things like
okay.
the cat dancer, the feather toys,
got
things
it.
Where we can get her active and doing things.
And
if she, yeah, all of that type of thing. And if she starts to do something that's close to sucking on that tail, we want to redirect it into something else. And I actually
got
have
it.
Some cats that I will use kitty lollipops, I call them.
And
they're not really lollipops, but you can actually get little rawhide chews, such as for dogs,
uh-huh.
and train her to that. And
okay.
for a lot of cats, they still have this oral urge to chew and to lick, and you can redirect it to something like the rawhide chew.
Yeah, I guess
otherwise,
that's how I got to break myself sucking my thumb.
Yeah, and definitely we don't want her to be picking up any habits off of you there. So,
yeah, I started to wonder if I was an influence.
So much of what we do rubs off on our pets. So
well,
that is so true.
You know, I wonder, I hear about this a lot. I hear about Siamese cats, and I hear that they could have obsessive compulsive disorder. Is really possible for cats to have OCD? Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. And this is one of the instances where we can see that, where it's kind of a repetitive behavior, but they get some pleasure from it. So, you know, there are some cats that I will pursue along this avenue, and we'll actually go into behavior modifications and medicine if necessary.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.